This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, it's Joe.
And I'm Kate. Today we talk about toxic living situations, and then we go down a dark rabbit hole of evil.
This podcast is sponsored by Mack Weldon.
And it's crazy because I was giving a tarot card reading to this guy, and he got so emotional because I was dropping so many truths on him.
Of course you were.
Yeah, well, I'm just so good. And there were fairies flying around him, and he just started sobbing, but his shirt was absorbing all the tears. And I was like, oh my God, is that a Mack Weldon shirt?
Because of the absorption.
Yeah. And he was like, it is. And I was like, oh my God, their material's antimicrobial.
Wait, what the fuck does that mean?
You know, it means antimicrobial means it's a good, dope shirt.
And it eliminates odor.
Oh, that's right. So he wasn't even smelly while he was crying on his shirt.
These are amazing shirts that not only make you look cool, but they eliminate odor.
And I think that's the reason why fairies were around him, was because of the Mack Weldon shirt.
That very well could be the case.
I bet you guys. So if you guys want to have fairies flying around you, you need to get Mack Weldon.
You go to MackWeldon.com and you get 20% off. Use the promo code Invasion.
Yeah, and you know what? They believe in smart design, not stupid designs like those other companies. Smart designs. They use premium fabrics and simple shopping. I hate unsimple shopping. You know, when you have to go and you have to do a lot of unsimple things to shop, it's the worst. And it's antimicrobial. Everyone loves that.
They have everything. They got shirts, underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies,
unicorns,
and shirts.
Everything. Unicorn shirts. All of it. And they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will refund you. Who does that?
No one.
Magical people.
Mack Weldon does.
Yeah, they do. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code INVASION. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have two guests.
We've got Adam Lucidi.
Yes.
And Mark Riccadonna.
Woohoo.
Did I pronounce both of your names right?
Yes.
I always have a fear of mispronouncing names, but for the most part I get them.
Yeah. Italian names have fear when you see them. There's just so many letters.
Mark Riccadonna.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah. Riccadonna. Yeah.
Lucidi.
Mm-hmm.
Is yours Italian too?
Yep.
Oh wow,
sure
three
is.
I got
Lucidi
three.
Lucidi sounds like a drug. Like you take and you go
Lucidi. Like you suffer from lucidity.
Yeah. Lucidity. You just take a bunch of lucidity and you go out and dance and shit. I don't fucking know. My last name, no one knows how to fucking
Santagato.
It's actually weird now, because people know how to pronounce it now, but like no one.
Yeah, they know how to pronounce it because
they
you're
see S-A-N-T and then they see a G and they go, oh, Santiago, he's Spanish. I'm like, well, nope, not even close.
Yeah, Santiago is the more common, I feel like. Santiago. I see Santiago.
It's Santiago, but you know.
Whatever.
Santiago.
What did I say?
Santiago.
Oh. And what did you say?
Santiago.
Wow, they sound the same to me.
Now I have no idea which one it is.
Okay, yeah.
I have no clue now.
Forget it. Anyway.
Santi.
I'm Santa.
Just ask. Fuck it. Let's just do that.
So we had a show together. I feel like I'm bad that Brett's not here, but he came on before. But we did. We all went to Western PA, and we're on this same show, and it was fun. Adam was sick as
a
dog.
I was sick, yep. My hometown, yeah. I just had a real bad cold and I just felt so shitty. You had fans that came though, which surprised me because.
NPA?
Yeah.
Invasion of Privacy fans came.
Because like Uniontown just got FM radio basically and they're listening to podcasts. So that's amazing. They're just like, it's Kate.
They think the internet's a fad. Yeah. They're like, this isn't going to last.
Yeah. I still have 56 dial up at my place.
Man.
But yeah, it was a fun experience. We all got to hang for a whole weekend. Yeah.
So you guys just go on road trips? It's just everyone just pile in the car, let's head out.
I mean, yeah, Adam didn't go with us, which was weird.
No, I went by myself.
Antisocial Adam.
I
would have
done the same thing. I don't know. I don't know. There must be something going on with me because I don't even like taking the train here.
Yeah.
I take the train all the time. If I had to go to work or something. But I'd like, if I can drive, I will drive.
You want to be, you like space.
Yeah, and like I always just like to be the one driving. I don't know.
In charge of the music, in charge of.
Exactly. And I could like, you know, lean back or some shit.
I hear that though. Sometimes I have more of a panic attack on the subway. I feel more trapped.
I just get so, like, I'm like, are people looking at me expecting to get up? And sometimes I get into this thing where there's a woman standing right here and I don't know if she's old enough for me to offer her her seat. Is she going to be offended?
What's the age cutoff?
Yeah, like,
what's the cutoff?
Is she going to be like, I'm not that old. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Oh, see, I just sit. I don't care.
But you're a woman, and it's different.
I think there's a lot of pressure on a man because they'll sit, and then it's like, even if it's a young girl, you feel like you should, like, offer the seat to be a gentleman. Like, hold on, let me put my jacket over your mud puddle.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's a lot of pressure to be around in public.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, I don't know.
Imagine being a famous person. That'd even be worse.
That's this guy.
They'll report you on TMZ.
You're fucking famous, dude. Get over it.
If you don't put your jacket over a mud puddle, trouble.
Yeah, you're not like famous where the paparazzi's following you, but I'm sure like you're being watched more. I was joking with that.
Paparazzi follows them.
That's a terrifying thing to finish a sentence with. You're not paparazzi, but you're definitely being watched.
Yeah, right.
There's people watching you all the time.
Yeah, just you're never
Joe
alone.
Santa.
It's Joe Santa.
Santiago.
Thinking you're well, so he goes, I'm not gonna take my car today, I'm taking the train. And he's like the least cocky person ever. Hey. And I was like, oh, you're too good for the train. And he actually like played with me for once and he was like, yeah, I'm Joe fucking Santagato. And I was like, yes, finally. Because he never jokes with it.
No, you said
pretend you're
like,
better than me for a second. I said like, because you are.
I need a seat. Everyone get up.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Joey Santa's on this train.
Do you know how many Facebook followers I have? Get up, peasants.
Actually, do you know Tim Tebow?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've never met him.
No, I know. But like,
but Tim, I do know of
for
him.
People who don't know, Tim Tebow was like probably one of the best college football players of all time. Got the NFL sucked. But anyway, while he was at Florida, like my cousin knew someone that had a class with him, and they said every time he walked into class, he would go, Tebow's here. And just like make a T with his arms.
Awful. Wow.
Tebow's
but
here.
Like joking or no?
He had to have been.
I don't know.
Like,
he does it every time he goes to work at the sanitation department. Tebow's here to take out your garbage.
No, but I was scored on the train one time because I was, because like there's times where I just put my headphones in and I just put my head down and I don't look because I don't want to know. If I'm disrespecting someone, I don't want to know that I'm doing it because then I'm actually not doing it if I don't realize, you know? But there was one time there was just feet in front of me. And I had my eyes closed. And then I opened it and I looked at the feet. And then I noticed, I'm like, oh, this is a woman. I pray to God she's not old. I looked up. She wasn't old, but
pregnant.
She was pregnant. Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, would you like? And already it was like three stops. So already she was giving me a face like, yeah, thanks. Yeah, now? Okay. I got to get off next stop.
I thought you were going to say they were clown shoes.
I look up and it's a clown.
Just the whole fucking L train filled with clowns.
When I walk into a train, I go, the dragon sorceress alien queen has entered.
You know what's funny?
And then I
three
start...
people follow you. Three people get behind you and follow you off the train.
Yeah.
You know,
follow me.
You could probably say that on a New York City subway, and no one would be. Everyone would be like, "Do you want a dollar? What do you want?"
Yeah,
this,
they
what the
they
fuck
think
you
I'm just completely nuts.
Yeah, like
the
enough.
The most uncomfortable thing on the train to me is when you get on and you have your headphones in, you're doing your own thing, you're in the corner trying to avoid eye contact, and then the singers have to come on.
Oh, yeah. Out of nowhere.
Because it's like, listen,
they're
I have
so
my own
stealthy
music.
Too.
I don't need your junk.
Or the full band or something.
Yeah, and they want paid, and you're like, I paid for this iPod.
Do you just go like this? Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to go up to them and just shake them and be like, shuffle the playlist. Shuffle what you got.
Swiping.
What else?
Come on. Next song.
Someone just yelled, like, next. What else you got?
Under the Boardwalk Again.
Or they play a song and then they get money and they go into the next car and they play the same song. You're like, those motherfuckers.
One hit wonders. Yeah.
Hacks.
I remember the first time I ever took the subway and someone came into, like, because my mom was always like, you can't take the subway. There's like danger. Like, you know what I mean? She was like that. So I forget how old I was. I was like 14 or whatever. And I got on the subway, and it's like the first time ever. This guy swung open this door with so much purpose.
And
it
you thought
came
you were about to
fucking
get murdered?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, excuse me, this will take a second. And I was like, I don't have any money. I'm a 14-year-old.
I've seen enough 80s movies. He's robbing the train. Yeah.
Then he like stopped. He's like, I'm selling M&M's. These ones have
for
peanuts.
For my basketball team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
48
yeah.
years old.
You know, that happens.
All right, let's get to our email. Right,
that's funny.
So this email.
Joe Santiago.
I'll sum it up.
Where in the world are you?
Stealing pyramids and shit.
That was a great show back
in
the day.
Oh, it was a magical show.
What was it? Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Yeah.
Acapella or rockapella.
Rockapella, yeah.
You guys
yeah.
should see this on the subway.
They're still
I saw them today do Under the Boardwalk. That was great.
All right, so this girl says
don't
that
say her name, yeah, because I don't know if she gave permission or not.
She has first, middle, and last, so I almost made a mistake.
Oh, wow.
But
your social security number, too?
She Jesus. Said, yeah, there's an address here. I don't. But she said that her roommate believes that she's screwing around with her boyfriend, is just always mad at her.
Wait, you're reading this really? Can I read this? You are just butchering
just
the shit
to,
out
I'm
of this
I'm just trying
email.
To like sum it up. I don't want to go word for
you
word.
No, I'm going to read it. It's not that long. Okay, listen,
blah,
guys.
Blah, blah, blah. My lines.
Okay, I need help dealing with my roommate. She believes that I'm screwing around with her boyfriend and is generally always mad at me. I have good reason to be upset because we also go to school together and have some of the same classes. And she will always make us late by sleeping in. Today I got mad at her for that reason, and in class she didn't sit in the seat next to me like normal, but instead sat one chair away and then made fun of me for accidentally spilling my coffee. It's frustrating because we used to be such good friends, and now she's terrible to me.
God damn it.
And I actually
spilled coffee.
Well, first of all,
hold on, I got a follow-up, by the way, from her saying that I should say this. She talked to the roommate's boyfriend, and he's like, yeah, she wants you to not live here anymore. So, for you know, and I did give her some advice, but I want to hear what you guys have
but
to
I
say.
But I also like how throughout that whole email, she didn't deny messing around with the boyfriend at all.
She did not deny
she
it.
She didn't deny it.
There was no denial.
She was just like, oh, you know.
She thinks, but,
yeah, she
you
thinks,
know.
But
she
then
thinks,
she was like,
but she don't know.
Yeah, exactly. She claims that she knows.
Yeah, she never denied it.
No. I just assumed it was, of course she didn't.
That's because she wheeled you in with the, she made fun of me for spilling my coffee.
I'm
and you're like,
bitch!
Oh, okay. I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
She spilled the coffee on the boyfriend's lap and then sucked it off of him.
Then she wants her to move out because she thinks she's banging her boyfriend?
I think the girl, whatever the reason is, the girl clearly doesn't like this girl anymore. And I was saying, leave. Like, if you're living
yeah,
in a toxic environment,
I think she just
get
is
out.
Like, she's doing that thing where she's like just waiting for the littlest thing and then going to turn into a big thing so that they could, that could be the end of it.
That's yeah. what I'm doing with my son. I think he wants me to move out.
Just going to wait it out.
He's 3 months. I think he's done. He had enough. I'm ready.
She's
to,
like, listen,
he Dad. Wants those breasts all to himself.
These are mine, Dad.
Yeah.
Hit the road.
Huh. That's, what is this? Is this college, obviously? They said
I believe
classes
so.
And
yeah, no, I think wow. they're fifth graders.
They should. Yeah.
I'm living
fifth graders
with
drinking coffee.
Who's doing that?
Jesus,
spilling the coffee. But wow. I don't understand this.
So what was the follow up? What was the? You said she sent a follow up.
Like, well, what I said to her was, I was like, listen, you should never want to live with someone who already clearly wants you out or is causing problems. I didn't know at the time that the roommate did definitely want her out, but I was like, get out of there if you can. Like, I don't know what your lease situation's like or if you can. Yeah. But if you can get out, get out. Like, so many people, they live, and it's funny because another email I had that we can address in the same thing was like someone who's saying that their mom is really toxic and a jerk to her and her whole family. And that's a little different because if you're like 14, clearly you can't just easily get out. But in any situation that you can control, if it's a bad situation and you can get out of it, even if it's hard money-wise or whatever, get out.
It took me
That's
a long
your home.
Time to, it took me a long time to like think this way, but like if one of you guys did something to like make me uncomfortable and there's immediately something I could say back to make you uncomfortable, I used to always not say it.
What
I
do
just,
you mean?
Like it, to put like in her situation. So she thinks she's sleeping with the roommate. She's making it uncomfortable. I think she should confront her and just say, "What? So you think I'm sleeping with him? Like, let's tie it up.
Yeah.
Like, we need to talk about this right now." Yeah. Because the thing is people like to, if you're nice, they like to put it on you. So then you just back down instead of make them uncomfortable back.
Yeah.
If you start the problem, then the other person can make, all right, you want me to be uncomfortable? Then I'm going to say it. So what's your issue? You think I'm sleeping with him? Don't go, I feel like there's tension. No, just come right out.
Say it. People are so scared of confrontation and communication. And it's funny, I've gotten really good in the last month because I'm really good at expressing feelings, as I'm sure everyone here is aware of. But I still used to get a little bit scared. And now I'm like, you know what? It's what you're saying. Like, you're making me uncomfortable. I'm going to say it. Not in a mean way, but I'm going to be like, hey, something clearly is off here.
Just throw it out there.
If you're going to say it in a nice way, if you're going to bring it up in a nice way, then you have to play at the level of the other person. So if you come at me politely, I'll come back to you politely.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make shit uncomfortable, like, all right, you want to get uncomfortable? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Just take your balls out.
Here it goes.
Put them somewhere they don't want them. Yeah.
Spill coffee all over them.
I'm going to win this. Yeah.
Right on the nuts.
Yeah, I don't know why she doesn't just bring it up to her and be like, why do you think I'm sleeping with your fucking boy? Unless she is. See that?
That's like, yeah, she didn't deny it.
If she is, then she should still get out of that apartment.
Yeah. She should just get out of college. It's just a scam. Get out of the whole situation.
Trust me, we say that all the time.
Yeah, just get out of there.
Run. But I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't you just
move
like,
out?
Why the fuck are you asking us? You know, why wouldn't you just go, hey, am I, you're living with this. Like, what makes her believe that she thinks her roommate thinks that she's fucking her boyfriend? Did that make sense?
Yeah.
But like, what, like, should she leave? Like, how is she hinting at that? You know what I mean? Or unless she said it. And then if she said it, what'd you do? You just...
I wish I could just teleport them both here
anything?
Right
yeah.
now.
I have
make
a lot
this
of questions.
We got questions.
Yeah, that's like divorce court kind of thing. And just be like, hear their sides, and then we get to say
what
happens.
When I started to get serious with my wife, and I was like, all right, we should move in together when we were just dating, I asked my roommates. I said, listen, I'm going to ask Angie to move in. The lease is in my name. So I'm probably going to ask you guys... You know, it's time to move on to another place, and I'm giving you, 4 or 5 months notice. And the one guy made it clear he's not moving out. And so I said, all right, then I'm moving out. You got to sign a new lease, which means the rent's going to go through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And I go, so I'm breaking the lease. I'm going to, whatever. But it's what you got to do. Like, you have to, confront it with whatever. Like, they didn't want to move out. Well, fine. Then I'm moving out.
Yeah.
And she needs to do that. She needs to say, hey, what's going on? Your boyfriend seems to be cool with being open.
Yeah.
The boyfriend's open to both of them.
Yeah. Maybe the boyfriend's trying to move in with the girlfriend and plant a seed to the girl to be like, get the hell out of here.
Maybe the girl didn't even do anything. This could be a whole plot by the boyfriend. Yeah.
We don't know. That's why we need them here. We have a lot of questions.
We're just creating more fucking problems.
More
this.
Layers.
You know, it's the fucking boyfriend's fault. He's like, dude, I wasn't even trying.
They're plotting on killing her.
Yeah.
Get out now.
If we stay on this for another 15 minutes, we're going to be like, fucking aliens, man.
Yeah. Well, that's where I always go anyway, so.
That's like, well, what you need to do is meditate and then think about the
and
answer.
And then do heroin. And that was the last episode.
Yeah.
This kind of ties into the next email we
had. Oh, you're going to make us talk about it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that. Jesus Christ. Okay, maybe we'll get into that, though.
Yeah.
Even though I don't understand 1% of it. But this person...
Can you read this one a little bit more exciting, Joe?
I was just trying to sum it up, and you know what I mean? Shorten to the point.
I mean, you can sum this, but then sum it up with
I'll
some
read
pizzazz.
It. I'll read it.
Hey, right. He's famous. Not paparazzi famous, but people are watching. Give him some respect.
I want to see a paparazzi just pop out right now and be like, oh, wow. Oh, look at you, Joe.
All right, so this person wrote in and said, my mother isn't the best person. That's how it started off.
Wow. That's a good opening.
My mother isn't the best person, let alone mother or wife.
Every Italian. My mother's a saint.
Yeah. My mother isn't the best person, let alone mother or wife. All right.
Oh.
She emotionally abuses everyone in my family, but I feel like she targets me the most. I've come to the realization that she's most likely just taking her own personal issues out on me, but that doesn't stop her from making me feel terrible. And then she, gives some examples, and then she says, I can't report her to Children's Aid because I need money for med school, and there's no hope for a divorce because my father is very devoted to his Catholic lifestyle.
And then she goes into like some details that, you know, we're not going to... There were a lot of examples, but...
Right. She had examples of what her mother has done. Allegedly. Yeah. Has done.
Oh, allegedly.
We're
look
only
at you.
Going off what
yeah, we
give
can't,
us.
Yeah, we can't we're, go off of facts. We don't know.
I'm that, no Judge Harry T. Stone.
Well, here's the thing.
How
she
old?
Says...
I'm already like, burn her at the stake!
She says, I need advice for how to deal with her until I can move out, and my 15-year-old friend's advice isn't helping me.
Oh.
So I'm guessing she's 15
older
years old.
Older or younger?
Wait,
is her friend 15 older or younger?
But wait, first of all, if she's only 15...
You
which we don't know.
Yeah.
Where'd the med school thing come in?
She's
got
knows
big
what
dreams.
She wants to do with her life. Apparently.
Okay.
For a while, I thought you were just reading a fucking movie synopsis of a Lifetime movie for a second.
Hattie had big dreams. She wanted med school, but her mother was a cunt.
And the man is a bad guy.
No, well, first of all, okay.
Obviously you're going to hate your mom at 15 years old.
No, wait. See, before you guys all do that,
before y'all go on a witch hunt.
Yeah, well, no, this is what I'm saying. I think there are a lot of people who live with toxic parents, for real, you know? And there's one girl I gave a tarot card reading to who I know, you know, she's in a very religious community and her mom's really emotionally abusive. She's young. She actually could move out now. She's 18, but her brother's young, so she can't. She doesn't want to leave him behind. She wants to, yeah. And it's a really shitty situation. The example she tells me, I'm like, fuck, your mom's very emotionally abusive. And the whole building she lives in, they're all in that community and they all back up her mom.
Nice.
So it's a really, so there are some kids who they're like, fuck, I'm helpless. And I was one of those kids. I had, you know, a parent that I feel like I wish I could have gotten out of there earlier and I couldn't. So it really sucks to be helpless and in that situation.
But real quick, sorry. At the same time, a kid's point of view of what their parents are doing can be misconstrued. Because I know when I was younger, like, my dad was always the mean guy, whatever. But then as I got older, I'm like, he was only doing that shit
to
because...
To protect you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like if when you think about it, like maybe he didn't go about it the exact right way and, like, you know, like,
well,
he's
parents
psycho.
Are awful at communication because they're not...
My dad once told me that he was going to cut my PlayStation in half. And make with a miter saw and make me stand behind it so all the shavings would come on me. That's what he said.
He was going to make it rain PlayStation
exactly.
Over there.
Exactly.
That's what he was
exactly.
Trying to
no,
say.
But like, he wasn't like abusive or anything like that. But it's like you hate your parents when they don't let you do everything that you want to do, and you're like, why won't they? All my friends are allowed to do this, but I'm not allowed to do this. Like, oh, like, you know, she's so protective and. They hear words and they just start trying to associate it with their parents for not getting what they want. Like, oh, my mom's protective or she's mean because she does this and that. And I'm not saying that people don't have toxic parents, but it's definitely possible.
Well, there's definitely a spectrum for sure.
Yeah,
and there are definitely some kids who have parents where they're just upset that they can't get whatever they want. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
there's toxic parents, there's toxic kids.
That's true. That's true. But in the case of when you do have a toxic parent, that just sucks. Like, I don't even know what advice to give. Like, try to do everything you can to stay as sane as you can until you can get out. Like, journaling, having outside structures or sources that you can go to after school. You know, like, whatever you can find. I don't know what kind of programs they have, but I'm sure there are things you can sign up for, whether it's, like, sports or just clubs, where you can have an outside of your family place to go to where you feel safe and supported. And if you can go to a therapist, but sometimes parents don't let you do that.
That if you have a toxic parent or parents in your home, that this sounds, like, weird to say to people, but, like, you should really try to support yourself and just feel like you don't need them. Like, you don't need these people. Like, I've caught myself doing that sometimes with, you know, certain people where I'm like, I don't need them. Don't need this. Like, I'll take care of myself. Like, when you turn 16, get a job. You don't have to ask your parents for money anymore. Like, as long as you can cut them out in certain ways. Like, I don't need to ask you for money, so you can't, like, hold that against me. Or, you know, I don't like break their rules because then you don't have to have an argument with them. You know what I mean? It's like certain things that you could just prevent from having arguments with them.
Almost like working the system a little bit.
Kind of, to get what you want.
In your
exactly.
favor.
The old cliche of like when you talk to older people and they tell you about how they raised their siblings and, you know, like, oh, I had dreams of doing that, but, you know, I had to raise the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you had to raise my brothers and sisters because, you know, dad was abusive or whatever. It's like almost a movie cliche now. But like, sometimes you got to just do that.
But I wonder, like,
woman up.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, how, because, you know, she's threatening to call CPS or whatever to have, how crazy is it? Like, is the mom just a drunk? Is she just verbally
putting cigarettes assaulting? Out
yeah, is
on
she,
you
is that the kind of shit she's doing? Or is she just being a mom? Like, I don't mean to turn Full House all of a sudden, but like, if, I mean, if this kid is feeling that, number one, she shouldn't listen to her 15-year-old friends because they don't know shit about dick. And second of all, I think that
that's a great, well, you know, that's saying, you know, that needs yeah. to be out there.
Double meaning, but they both
they're true.
Both apply.
But she should be able to, you know, talk to her mom. I mean, I know that it's like, quote unquote, the uncool thing to do to be, you know, close with your
Civil.
Your parents as a teenager. Yeah. But I think she should, like, actually talk to the mom and just be like, you know, this is how I'm feeling. You know, support me. You know, just. I don't know.
I feel like you guys all had much better childhoods than...
I oh, no. I cannot complain about my family growing up. Like, yeah. Everybody does the, like, I pulled myself up by my bootstrap, I'm a self-made man.
Yeah,
without
I can't
my mom
do that.
And dad, I'd be fucking yeah. homeless.
But so it's like the wrong audience, because coming from someone who grew
but
up in households...
I do have friends who grew up in, like, bad places, and they're doing great, but it was a matter of, it was hard. They worked their asses off, and they got through it. And then when they were able to be self-reliant, they got the fuck out.
Yeah. I got out as soon as I could. Like, I even, you know, I ran away when I was 16 from my mom's. I ran away down the street to the grocery store to call my dad.
Did you have the
my
hanky on a stick?
My mom called the cop still. Like, it was so dramatic. I'm like, I did, like, the cop comes. I'm 16. I'm like, I didn't run away because I'm here and my dad's coming. Like, it was so...
I can still see the house.
Yeah, exactly. It was so... And like, yeah, that was a whole situation. But, you know, coming from a place where you are stuck in an environment that's really fucking scary, and I didn't get hit. It wasn't like that kind of abusive, which is horrific for people who have to live in that kind of fear. But it really is just awful. Like, I still have issues I'm recovering from of feeling trapped in a place that's so unsafe and what you have to do emotionally to kind of cope with that. So I just sympathize with, I'm not sure. I can't, like, and yeah. She, once again, she did give examples, so I could be more sure if I right now took them out. But if it's the case of just really living in an environment that's scary, it's just awful. It okay, sucks now, to be a kid yeah, and have
because,
no power.
Because you read a little more than we're unveiling, can you take us a little bit more on the side? Not have to give
it's more
example?
Of I don't remember all the examples. It's not that I'm... But,
no, but
I
like,
do remember
it seem
reading
like
them
the mom
and seeing...
does seem like out of order? Or
it seems
it like
the mom is definitely emotionally and verbally abusive. She seems like a narcissistic personality thing, which I'm sure is not very uncommon necessarily, but she does seem someone that you can't just talk to and she goes, oh my God, honey, I had no idea.
Well,
you know,
here's the thing, and I can only give advice on my personal experience. Growing up, I still to this day believe that I have great parents, but I think that I had not an abnormal upbringing, sort of, like the way that it happened, because there was constantly fighting, arguments every night, screaming, someone screaming, crying, running out of the house, you know, to the point where, you know, most everyone who lived there felt like, this isn't a home, it's just a place that I sleep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it wasn't like a homey thing. It's like, you know, every night we're just hoping someone doesn't, whatever. And it's just, you know, there's like that. So it's, I always felt like, you know, like I said before, like, I don't need this. Like, I'll try to fix it. Like, this is my family, whatever. But you don't need anyone. Like, you don't need to, whatever. It's eventually going to work itself out. People are going to get tired of arguing. You know what I mean? So what I try to do is just tell myself, like, I don't need anyone and I don't feel sorry for myself. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I had a bad relationship with my dad, so that's why I act this way. Like, to me, that's a shitty excuse. Like, you feel sorry for yourself. Like, there's tons of people who have it worse. You know what I mean? So there's no reason for that. And I did have a terrible relationship with my father at one point in my life, and I didn't just, like, throw him to the curb and be like, you know, fuck this shit. Like, for years, we would fight, but I did it, till 2 a.m., like, screaming at each other, you know, because I just wouldn't back down. I'm not the kind of person that's going to just walk away or lie down and just, you know, take it or whatever, or, you know, run away from a conversation because you don't want to have it. I'll sit there and we'll argue until you walk away or until it's kind of resolved. But over time, it got, our relationship got better, and now we don't fight at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't fight at all. It's like we worked on it for so long because you just have to care, and you have to realize, like, you only have one family. You know what I mean? Like, and if someone is broken in a certain way, like, and you know that, and it's, is it not your responsibility to try and fix, you know, the problem, sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, not necessarily, because you can't fix a person. You can try to work on the dynamic.
Well, you can try to make them understand your point of view and just kind of, you know, whatever, and just work on it. For me, it took years. Like, it didn't happen, like, in a month. And, like, we, you know, it could still happen, you know what I mean? We could still have an argument or whatever, but it's like, I'm not going to just, you know, write them off as, you know,
I hear
crazy.
What you're
he's
saying.
He's, yeah.
And it's complicated, but I think that there are certain people, and you guys probably aren't in this category, but there are certain people where you have to take space from a family member who's very toxic. And I'm saying if it's affecting your emotional health, your healing process, like.
But if you get away long enough, and you can be self-sufficient, and it's hard. I'm not at all saying, like, oh, you just walk out and, you know, you're on your own. It's going to be really hard, but if you can get away long enough, you can forgive them in your mind, and they will accept the apology in your mind, so you don't hold on to issue with them.
But it's not about not forgiving, but you can still make the choice if that person's healthy in your life. And maybe you go and you see them for a day, and that's what you can take, and it's fine. But I think so many people, not just with parents, but they kind of override their feelings. So if they hang out with a friend who kind of makes them feel shitty or just anxious, they go, oh, well, fuck it. They've been my best friend for this many years. I don't want to throw it out. But like, you're allowed to say, you know what? This isn't good for my emotional health. I have to walk away from this. Not with anger, not like, fuck you, you're this. It's just kind of like, I love this person. I forgive them. I get why they're like this, but yeah. I can only have them in my life so much. And maybe yeah. It's not cutting them out completely, but being like, maybe I'll see them once every 3 weeks, but they can't be a constant in my life. They bring me down.
They can't be a pillar.
Exactly.
Well, you made it sound like there's other people in the house. Like, she's obviously not the only child there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a way, she has that other angle of the support system, you know what I mean? Or, I mean, I can't say that she's, you know, taking the most of the heat from this mom, but...
Mommy dearest.
Yeah. From mommy tirade. I mean, if she... You know, I don't know.
I think I
just don't listen to the 15-year-olds.
Yeah, you just fixed it all.
Yeah, bring her here.
Henry Winkler said, "There's sometimes you got to cut people out of your life and just tell them, I'm sorry, I just don't have time for you. And then you have to get to a place, especially if it's your mother, you have to get to a place where you're able to tell them that, like, sorry, I just don't have time for you. Like, what you do to me is make me feel shitty. I don't have time for this in my life."
Yeah.
See, but at the same time, I mean, if it's not physical stuff and it's just, you know, verbally assaulting her or whatever, like that, I mean, just get strong and get thick skin from that.
That is the worst advice.
No, seriously, she should pack up all the shit that her mom says, and she should realize that, you know, she's not what her mom says that she is. She needs to learn to she's 14, so it's not like...
I love how we don't know how old she is, but we just keep saying all
I thought
these
you
deaths.
Said she was 14.
Oh,
in
is
the
she?
15 or some shit. She said we, her friend
she has
was
a friend
15.
Is
her
15.
Friend.
She's 14. Oh.
She's 30.
Yeah, she, yeah.
The neighbor is 15. That's her friend.
Her invisible
That's
friend's
hysterical.
15. Chloe.
She's 48.
Chloe has a blog. But no, you know, she... She's got
I hear
a lot,
what you're saying.
She's got a lot more coming down the pike in life than just her mother and verbal assaulting from her mother.
I see both, where it's like on one hand, she doesn't have to just take it. Like if someone's being an asshole, you don't mean like take it in and let it fester. You're almost saying like learn how to distance yourself emotionally from what she's saying.
Distance yourself and realize that your mother's full of shit.
Whenever your mom's talking to you in your head, just go, well, here comes Looney Town.
Yeah.
Here comes this fucking crazy.
You know
especially
what's sad,
if she's
though?
A drinker or whatever, if it's something with drugs or something, she can't, you know, she's got to just realize that that's what's talking. I mean, I don't know if that's what it is. She might just be a fucking asshole. I don't know.
You know what sucks in those situations is, you know, even when you leave the house, those parents' words stay in your head.
Yeah.
Like, and that'll be something on her own journey she has to work out. So you know, like, even I have like a very rational parent, which is good in many ways, but it was really hard to quit teaching to do comedy because I had that voice of like, oh my gosh, but you have such a stable job with benefits. And I had really had to talk to that voice, which was kind of his, because it was still with me. So hopefully she'll be able to get away and then work on those voices. If it's her mom being like, you're a loser, you're a this, she'll have to do her own work to remind herself she's not and that.
Her mother is Donald Trump. You're a loser, I'm a winner.
Look at his hands.
They're huge.
Huge.
Huge hands.
Yeah, if she needs voices in her head, just imagine all of our voices in her head. Just do that.
No, but
I like that, Adam.
And you also have to, it's hard to do when you're 15 years old, but you really have to just know who you are and just know when people say wild shit about you that you're like, well, I don't know where they got that from. But like, I always tell people when they're arguing, like with their parents or arguing in person, arguing with anyone, to, you never get loud or like, you know, react to something that they're saying that you think is untrue. Like if someone's like, Kate, you're a slut, and you go, I'm not a fucking slut. Like, that's not, you just be like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
working on that. That's where you get real power. In my spiritual school, they call it trans.
Yeah, for a second, I was like, what the hell?
No, but I'm saying.
I'm trying to be a slut.
No, I'm trying to get there where I don't react immediately. That's where the power comes in, where it's like, someone can say anything to you, and even if it triggers something inside, you ride it out, so you can just say, well, I'm not, or even a better comeback, because we're funny people. If you actually ride the transference and just sit with it for a second, you could probably say something whoop, that just smacks them. Yeah.
My problem is, and I don't have like any kind of crazy like issue on this, but if somebody says something, especially if it's somebody I don't know, the irrelevance of who they are drives me nuts. So like if I write a joke about being fat on Twitter and then somebody will be like, yeah, you are. Like, that'll sit with me forever. I'm like, how dare that? I don't even know him. Like, but if somebody I know said it, I'd be like, oh, yeah. And I'll say something, like, funny back or something. But if it's somebody I don't know, it, like, really bothers me.
That's so funny, because that would almost seem like an easier thing to shake off in a way.
I'm the opposite with it. Like, I mean, like, a lot of the shit, like, I'll do shit on Periscope or even, like, stand-up or something like that and just have these faceless usernames just come in and just be like, not funny. You look ugly. Like, that's not, like, there's nothing that anyone can say. And this is what the 14-year-old should say. There's nothing that anyone is going to say that is going to, you know, break me down, because I know, you know, my self-worth. And basically, life has put me through the ringer enough already that there's nothing that anyone is going to say to me where I'm going to be like, So I think that's what she should do. Just fucking, what's Taylor's, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
Right? What's Taylor's song?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, podcast listener. This is Jared Fried from the J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday and Friday, we take emails from college students and postgrads about everything from relationships to nonsense. No question is too small. We answer it in a funny and frank and honest way. Find new and archived episodes of the J Train Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and tune in. Check us out.
And we're back. Well, what I was going to say, and we kind of talked about this because we were, I think it's Rich Voss that you were telling me about, whereas if someone kind of tweets at him something nasty, he just blocks him immediately.
Doesn't
and I
deal
like
with
that,
it,
actually.
Is hysterical because on stage, I dare you to heckle him.
Yeah. Oh, he'll take you down.
He's like a surgeon. He'll pick you apart for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But like on Twitter, they say something shitty, just
because you don't need that in your life. You're like, I don't need your energy. Like if it's like something really nasty, bye.
Well, and the worst, and I'm sure you get this, Santa. I'm sure you get this too, where it's like people listen to you, like he's on Opie and Anthony, and people will listen to him. Then they think they're one of the gang. They think they're boys with you. So then they think they can bust balls or do whatever, and it's like, motherfucker, I don't know you.
Yeah, that's like to me, that's like weird. Like, I don't get angry. It's just like weird now. Like, I used to get angry at it. And I realized that when people start saying, especially on social media, because it's just like a thing that has grown into something. But people will purposely say mean shit And if you reply to it, it's like, we got him.
Yeah.
And then everyone's just like, you know, they see that that got a reaction, so that's what they'll do. They'll just, all right, now I'm going to try this now. I'm going to try that. So
and they get crazier and crazier.
Yeah, they get wild. So like,
they're
I'm going to
stab
really
your balls and then drink the blood.
See, see me. I'm,
that sounds fun.
I'm very like calm.
Where? What time?
I'm very like calm, and it's easy for me to not get angry at really anything anyone has to say about me. But I'm like the complete opposite when it comes to like my family members or my friends. Like if I see someone saying
coming
something
at them,
oh my God, like I can't control myself.
You like to protect
people. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker. Like,
on it yourself, you're like,
no,
cool,
I was like,
I
don't give a fuck. Like you can't, there's no, what are you going to say to me? You know what I mean? Like, I don't care.
Wait, if someone yelled something at me, would
No, I don't care.
You'd be like, yeah, she's a bitch.
He said friends. He said friends. Yeah.
Not co-hosts.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping it real.
If somebody said something about Adam, though, fist fight city.
Can you imagine me getting into a fist fight because someone calls you a name? I'm like, Adam,
that'd
I
be
will
awesome.
Actually,
you.
Yes,
that'd
I
be
could.
Awesome.
Could you?
You're like a protector.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, I'd be very upset if someone said something to you, actually.
Well, let me give you all these Twitter usernames. No, that's the thing about social media and just the internet. I mean, the great thing about the internet is it gives everyone a voice, but at the same time, it's the bad thing. It gives everyone a voice. So like every Twitter egg is like, hey, queer bait. It's like the weird, you know what I mean? It's like,
but if you have to look at somebody in the eyes and then insult them, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My friend actually said that we were talking about this the other day. Like it came up and he was like, dude, on Twitter, it should have to be your actual name and your actual picture because then you can't hide. You know what I mean? People know what you look like and people know your name. So it's like if you have something bad to say, you can't hide behind, you know, a picture of like Kendall Jenner or some shit.
Yeah, it's hard to get pissed off at a SpongeBob meme.
Yeah, I'm like, you know
it's
what I
so
mean?
Hard.
Fuck you, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. But a lot of those people, like, if someone makes fun of me and I go to their profile and it's not them, it's like, ah. Because, like,
you can't say shit.
It could have been like, yeah, nice fucking glasses. Like, you know what I mean? Some stupid shit. Yeah. But people hide behind that.
I'm just going to tweet back a sad face of, like, take a picture of myself, like, did you mean that?
Please start doing that.
That would be amazing.
Nobody get ideas.
Tweet right now.
Everyone just stole it. Yeah.
Everyone. No, they're gonna start insulting me.
Oh,
so
that
they
just get the picture.
My sad face picture.
You never know. BuzzFeed does a story on you.
32 sad pictures of Mark Riccadonna.
Yeah. Oddly enough, he gets insulted so much he's never wearing different clothes.
All in one night. That definitely does sound like a BuzzFeed article, though.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Man tweets.
Something like that gets you the fame.
Selfies at trolls or something.
Anything can be a fucking... I'm waiting for it to be like 17 things said that 32 countries said about the 9 wonders of the world in cat pictures.
You know, there's one my friend knows a guy. He's a comic who he got famous through the pizza Subway rat one. He's the one that videoed.
Oh shit.
The rat
he knows
carrying,
the pizza rat?
He knows it. They're
wow.
Good. But no, so
see
that's
if the pizza rat can do a gig with us because we could fill a fucking club.
Exactly. He'll open for us or we'll open for him.
Yeah.
But no, he was just saying, he was like, man, like I write all these jokes, I create all these sketches and like that's the way.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, he didn't say that to me, but he was saying that to my friend. And I was like, yeah, it's so funny what you end up getting known for. You know? I would hate to get known for something.
The internet's so weird. Just a negative breeding ground of just hate.
Well, not all negative.
You don't think?
Not all negative. All. I'm saying not all. Not all.
You can go on YouTube now. Every single YouTube video has so many there's nothing.
Totally. But the cool thing about the internet, you have the positive and the negative with it. The positive thing about the internet is like you can get now news sources, not just from TV stations.
Yes.
Like you can find information and stories about anything. Like there's so much good that's come from it. And then you also have all the trolls, all the negativity. You can have like haters coming together.
Now there's no license at all. Like not that the news medias are that great, but like
you never know,
like,
who's
you watch a video and you're like, oh my God, this was on the news, and you're watching the news thing, and then all of a sudden you like investigate and you're like, wait, there's no like NBC in the corner or Fox in the corner. It's like somebody just made a fake thing.
Yeah.
To like get their point across, and you're going like, Jesus, now it's even worse because now there's so much noise to actually find the truth is even harder. Where before it's like you could watch like the three
yeah, but what if they're lying to you?
Yeah, but you could figure out kind of somewhere in the middle is probably the truth.
Hmm.
You know, like if you take like MSNBC and Fox, somewhere in the middle is the truth.
And they'll still be negative thumbs down on it.
On everything.
And then there's the whole, we did a whole podcast on this, but the whole deep, dark web. Because we did a podcast on it, just Joe and I, but we didn't really know anything about it.
Oh, yeah, like
so
the
then
black
someone
market
sent me
shit.
The black market on the internet. You don't know about this?
No.
Dude.
eBay?
No, eBay.
It's like that, but like for organs?
Well, someone sent me, no, someone sent me a YouTube link to watch more about it.
Oh, right. I didn't watch
it. Did
that.
You? Oh, my God. I watched it, and I was like, holy shit. Because,
tell me.
So the government is who originally created that, so they couldn't get tracked or, you know what I mean, in a good way. Like it was to do undercover operation-y stuff.
Yeah.
But then other people kind of took hold of it, and it's a way to not get tracked. And there's so much shit on there. Like some of the shit's, I'm sure there's some good stuff on there in a way where you can't get tracked, but it was like dark. It was
like, yeah, there's no like guys, selling a desk.
Oh, yeah, no.
$25 or best
I got a
offer.
Mattress.
It kind of fucked me up. So yeah, you have selling
wait,
organs,
so what was,
selling
okay,
drugs,
yeah.
But then there's like one thing called Red Rooms where you can literally, people get kidnapped and
oh,
you can
shit.
Live watch them get tortured and you can pay and then say what you want to happen to them.
Right.
Like the sickest, most fucked up
like
shit.
Like snuff films.
Yeah.
What was that movie?
But like live.
What was that movie? Fuck. No Vacancy or something.
Oh, God. It upset
like a
me
motel.
So deeply that shit actually exists.
Yeah, man.
Guys, do not go.
Do you ever see
like,
Hostel?
Even out of curiosity. No, I can't watch shit
you
like that.
You ever see Taken?
No, yeah. I don't watch those things.
What? That movie was like good, though.
Taken was good.
Taken and one.
Taken two, you realize he's probably not that good of a dad.
No, he's not. It's like, how many times?
Taken three, you're like, somebody get these kids away from him.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you can fight, but you definitely cannot, like, watch your
you're,
kid. What's
you're
going
a
on?
Bad parent. Great fighter.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Can't believe
great
how much ass
skills,
you kick.
But, Jesus Christ. No, but they kidnap, like, in Europe. They kidnap Americans, and they like sell them.
Yeah.
On this, like they have like ugh. This room where they put you in like this fucking chain bikini, and you stand on this platform, and there's just like a bunch of rich dudes who sit around this like.
Is it like
tube.
Hostel or one of those like
but,
crazy like murder movies?
No, it's not. But they just like sell them into like either being like. Basically a slave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like that maids. Shit's out there. Like, there are for real satanic cults. Like, there are some crazy fucked up things that actually happen that I try not to focus on too much because then it, like, gets me so upset
eat
that that's
alive.
Out there. Because it makes me just feel so bad for the people who are right now
kidnapped?
Being kidnapped. Yeah, it makes me, it just, so I try to just be like, all right, I'm going to do as much good as I can in the world to heal and help others heal so maybe less of that will take place
dude,
here on Earth.
So God. Crazy that people, like,
it's so
human trafficking is like the number one thing, like the biggest trade on the black market. No fact behind that. It's huge. Like it seriously is like when I was in Kosovo and that's all they were talking about. They're like, if you go through the Balkan mountain range, it's like all human trafficking. I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Like I'm getting nervous because I'm gonna take some weed home.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These people are selling human bodies. Beings. Like, here you go.
Now this is a website. What is, it's a website or it's a
so
just
first
a,
of all, you look
just
up,
like a club.
No, so this YouTube video said that all you have to do is like type in something and put .onion instead of .com or .net, and it takes you to
that
like
sounds
a
like
whole...
something with the ring. I don't like that. I don't
yeah,
like the
exactly.
fact that it's like all you have to do is this, and then go in the bathroom, shut the lights out, and say Bloody Mary three times.
Yeah.
Something comes in the mirror.
So yeah, it's just like another, it's you're accessing the internet, but not through the typical ways. And suddenly, I don't know how it works.
It's like another dimension.
Go on YouTube and just put
no,
it in.
No,
no, no, no,
no.
What I mean is to, if you want to understand, but what I loved about.
And report back.
No.
No, no, no. I wanted you to just see, because the guy says, I love the guy because he goes, I've never been on there. I don't basically, he said, I don't fucks with it and you shouldn't fucks with it. you know? And I'm like,
so you just told me to fucks with it.
No, no, no. I was telling you to fucks with the YouTube video just to see what he was saying.
I was going to say,
don't fucks with...
Next week, you're going to be reading a fan email. It's going to be like, this is from Adam. It says, just send Liam Neeson. I don't know what this fucking means. He might be in danger.
I would be very sad if I led to your kidnapping.
So it's so weird.
So it's like organs dot onion and then...
Stop! No! No! I don't, maybe, but I don't
liver
know
liver and onions.
Like. Wait, is onion the one or is that you made that up?
No, no, no. Literally, it's dot onion is what the guy said.
Someone listening is dot onion right now.
You know how doing pissed off the
look,
onion
here,
farmers
I'm
of
promoting.
America. We're onion.com. This is not right.
Wait.
You guys are ruining it. We're just trying to
onion.
Slice your food up.
Wait, if it's so like easy to access or like it's well known,
a
then why?
This is where child pornography lives, in that world. Like the real child pornography is in that.
What's
deep.
The fake?
See, it sounds like sounds like it's another dimension.
Like, if you go on X videos, you can't find illegal porn on there.
Right.
So the bad shit, the kind that like Jared from Subway got caught with, is probably through that source.
Wow. Real quick, read an article that Jared from Subway got the shit kicked out of him in jail.
Yeah. I saw that.
I saw that too.
That's great.
I don't condone violence unless it's against people like him.
I never condone violence because I just think that that kind of stuff is a disease within our society and we have to cure it as a collective.
Yeah, but he was cocky about it.
Was he?
He was cocky about it.
What'd he say?
That his defense was something like he... Because he lost all that weight and got all that money out of nowhere, that all of a sudden he started getting all this self-esteem and he thought he could do whatever he wanted. Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah. What? That was his defense.
Some fucked up narcissistic god complex.
Yeah. Fucking beat him up in prison. Beat him
I have a bit
down.
Of a different...
No, you got to beat the shit out of you, of course.
I don't feel that way. Because honestly, this is why. I was watching...
Well, you're not in prison, that's why.
I know. I was watching To Catch a Predator and... with I might have said this before on here with a friend and like
first of all real quick sorry great show
great, oh my
great,
god
great
yeah.
show
the only thing is if you're going in to meet a girl and she's making sweet tea get the fuck out that's what I learned
check I just kind of there was I'm sorry Kate but there was actually a time where a guy walked into the house and the girl's like yeah I just gotta go in here and make some cookies and he's like I shouldn't be here. And he tried, like, he, like, figured out. He's like, I'm on this fucking show. He's like, you know what? I shouldn't be here. This is bad. And he went to go leave. And the guy, Chris Hansen
is
he's
ridiculous.
Like, what do you say?
Hey, where are you going? Yeah, no, Chris Hansen is brilliant. And
he went from making Muppets to getting these.
Dude, all his entrances are amazing.
No, he's a comedic genius.
Yeah, he is. He really is. She's like,
hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. She's like, oh, I gotta dad? Go. I'm gonna go get some brownies. And then he comes out from behind a curtain. He's like, I love brownies. So, yeah. What'd you have a seat?
He's the most hilarious cock blocker ever.
Yeah.
He really is.
And he always has a good comeback because the guy will be like, I just was here because I stopped for... And he'll be like, well, here it says.
Yeah.
She's like, well, on the premise line.
Look at my cock.
Yeah.
He's very good at improv, that Chris Hansen.
He really is.
He's like, and here it says you asked her, do you do anal?
Yeah.
Winky face.
He's like, what? And he always asks like obvious questions. He's like, you said, do you do anal? What do you mean by that? I
definitely appreciated the comedic element to it, but what the thing I couldn't like... The thing I couldn't laugh with is I'm like, there are so many of them. Like, there are so many of these dudes, and we can sit and go, oh, you know, these are all fucked up dudes. I'm like, there are so many of them. So clearly there's an epidemic. Clearly there's something going on in society.
What about the guy who got busted like 3 times in one day?
What? I didn't see that one.
It was like the first season. There was a dude who got busted, then went back on the site, got busted again, and then said, listen, I'm having trouble. Come and meet me at McDonald's. And like Chris Hansen comes walking to McDonald's like, it's you again.
Talk about a case of the Mondays.
There was actually one where the guy walked in. The girl's like, I'm going to go get whatever the fuck she was getting. And he just got naked.
Wow.
And he was butt naked. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh,
He's sitting on like a stool in the kitchen, ass naked. Chris Hansen comes in and just
you might
like,
want to bring down a sanitary wipe.
Yeah. Chris Hansen just comes in. He's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And what do you say? I came to hang out.
But they try to come up with excuses.
My clothes fell off.
That guy was just probably just like, I You got
there was a rabbi. There was a rabbi on there who walked in. That
thank God, finally not a priest.
The weirdest one is the one guy brought his kid. Did you guys see that one?
What?
Someone brought like their 4 or 5 year old kid with them.
And left him in the car?
No, they brought him in, like held him by the hand, walked into the place. The kid's like walking around. And Chris Hansen, first time I've ever seen him flustered, he's just like, okay, you just have to go. And the people come in and take the kid, and then they take the dad. Oh. It was like Chris Hansen was. That's the first time I've ever seen Chris Hansen. Like
that's heartbreaking.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't blame the cops for this, but when the
cops
will yell,
level
the guy's like, they're like, get on the ground. The guy will lay on the ground. They like dive on him like a fucking Peanuts cartoon, just like start beating the fuck out.
That's
of him.
Like, that's also kind of like a funny part to it, where he goes. The guy's like, I need to go home and think. And he's like, well, you're free to go. You're free to leave.
Yeah.
And they go to leave, and the police
sitting
are
there
just
with
waiting.
His trombone, like,
yeah.
The police just come and just level him on the grass. Get on the fucking ground.
That's I get the comedic element once again, but it was so sick. Hard it's to sick. Laugh because
Kate's
of how
watching
frequent
the show
it is.
Going, this is the worst episode of Impractical Jokers ever.
But if it weren't so common, it's like we can sit there and laugh like these fucking da da da.
It's
like,
a revolving door of them. Just keep
it's
coming.
Just it's something that's going on, and there's so many. There rape is so common. There's so many people who suppress rage, suppress whatever their true desires are. And I'm not saying they should be acting on it, but we are a suppressed society. And then you see something like this happening, I'm like, yo, guys, we have a problem we need to deal with. So we can laugh at it, fine, but. Something needs to change.
Yeah.
Well, I think the laughter comes out of it being so horrible that you have to react in some way. And so
And Chris Hansen's amazing.
Yeah.
The timing is impeccable.
No, he is. He is like, I'm watching, and it's like the guy will be like, oh, yeah, I was stopping by for some, and he'll make him an excuse, and then he'll literally do what you said, which is like, well, here it says you love anal. And I'm like, okay.
Here's
Chris.
A picture of your genitals.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Yeah, is this your penis? Or
the guy's like, the guy's like, I would never sleep with a 14 year old. And he's like, here it says I am addicted to 14 year old pussy.
That's the best. But they go, what are you doing here with a 15-year-old girl? And then he goes, oh, she said she was 18. Well, here it says she said she was 13.
Yeah.
She said she was even younger than she actually is.
But I think we laugh at the guys getting caught and, like, Chris Hansen, like, when he says that stuff, because there's so much tension.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you were watching it and he didn't, like, kind of, like, do that kind of thing, you would be like punching
mortified,
your TV and just like, these people need to die.
But that's
but
what I'm saying
Kate.
To even
Kate's
have
saying
that.
No violence.
No, but what I'm saying is exactly because that thing is a disease. Like it's a symptom of the deeper disease. So here we are like, we need to kill him. And I'm like, I'm not saying that we should love those people or take them into your homes. But look at why this is happening. This isn't
watch
like
the movie The Woodsman. Kevin Bacon plays a very lovable child molester.
Interesting. Actually, Little Children with Kate Winslet and God, I forget the other guy's name. But yeah, I I'm not saying yay to child molesters at all.
No.
I'm
saying no to violence.
We live in a sick society. There's something wrong. There's something off.
We need to cure it, not kill them.
We need healing in this world. And
well, now I know I'm not coming to you when the zombie apocalypse happens. Because I'm going to be wanting to kill people for
you'd
supplies.
Be surprised. No. No!
Yes.
Really?
If there's worse people out there, then you got to make sure you got to do what you can to survive.
Oh, man.
Kate, you wouldn't kill zombies?
No, I'd kill zombies. Oh. He said he's going to kill the people.
Oh, if someone comes,
it depends.
If someone's coming at you, is like going to...
Dude, I've said this for so long. If I had to pick a way to die, zombie apocalypse. I want to be on my roof, tons of ammo, leveling people.
I'm coming. I'm like, Joe, help me. Book Cage just taken out.
She's screaming. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't trust her.
Yeah.
She's been bit.
I think in an apocalyptic event, I mean, I am a dragon sorceress. I might take some motherfuckers down. I'm just biting heads. We'll see.
That's how you get the disease.
And I quickly turn into a zombie.
Yeah. Well, just don't bite any zombies. Bite people. Don't bite zombies.
Right.
That'd be,
bite people, not zombies.
Mm-hmm. If you learned anything from this podcast, it's 15-year-olds don't know shit about dick and don't bite zombies.
Well, we're going to wrap this up.
That's
yeah.
Where to do
wise words. <That's
laughs> You're welcome, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, Mark, where can they find you?
MarkRigadonna.com. You can
please
lead you
troll
to everywhere.
Him.
Oh yeah, don't say mean stuff to Mark.
Yeah, or I'm sending you.
I would
a
hate
very,
someone being mean to you.
Well, why be mean to me?
No,
I'm not
no
be
reason.
Mean to you.
Yeah,
I just want.
You're a great guy. Adam,
what?
Where can they find
you? You can find me on Twitter at Adam Lucidi. You can find me on Periscope at Adam Lucidi. Just Adam Lucidi. Everything except Instagram.
And you know, talk about a zombie apocalypse. You do a marathon race, right? Where like fake zombies are running after
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he actually does that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
You get flags, like football flags for flag football, and
oh,
then you just
wow.
run when they grab
are the
all
zombies
three.
Zombies allowed to move full speed?
Some do. See, this could be a whole other topic. Some are slow, some are fast. Some just wander around. They don't do anything. Some don't even chase you, but it is the most fun ever.
Where did they get the zombies?
That sounds awesome.
Just volunteers.
Volunteers.
That's
just
amazing.
That love being, like, want to do makeup and all that shit. It's so much fun.
Nothing makes you want to work out harder than being chased by zombies, I
that's
imagine.
The only, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck normal 5Ks and the New York Marathon. Give me some color runs and some zombie runs.
Getting in shape for personal reasons is for queers.
Yeah. Who needs that? Bring on a gimmick.
And I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. And Kate, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot card reading, email me kwolf27@gmail.com. Come see Nathan and I co-headline, Nathan McIntosh and I co-headline, New York Comedy Club, April 21st at 8 o'clock. Promo code NateKate for $5 tickets. And oh, we've got a Facebook page, like us, Invasion of Privacy. We now have a YouTube page, Invasion of Privacy. So come find us there. And thank you guys for listening.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.